Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 28 is coming up. Welcome to PDX Bluescast, everybody. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate the best of blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. This is show number 28, and today, as I'm speaking, it's June 29th, which means tomorrow is the start of the Waterfront Blues Festival. It's going to run from Friday, June 30th through Tuesday, July 4th, a five-day festival, the largest blues festival west of the Mississippi River, right here in Portland, Oregon. It's got quite a name for itself, and deservedly so. And this year's lineup is, choose your adjective, it's amazing. There's an amazing treasure trove of musicians coming to town here to play their music for us and to enjoy the Rose City, of course, while they're here. The emphasis this year, at least in part, is on New Orleans. And given the devastation of Katrina, it was New Orleans was celebrated in last September, shortly after the hurricane, when there was a Blues for Katrina benefit, which consisted of, it was put on by many of the same people behind the Waterfront Blues Festival, and several artists performed who had performed recently at the festival. But as a follow-up to that, this year's festival, the Waterfront Blues Festival proper, is dedicated in part to the amazing music that comes out of New Orleans, and the fact that New Orleans has been such a rich source for so much of what we think of as the blues, and not only blues, but R&B and soul. And so a lot of great artists are going to be here. Irma Thomas is going to be here. She'll close out the festival. Dr. John tomorrow night. Marva Wright, Ivan Neville, the Rebirth Brass Band, so many others, too many to name. But another cool component, at least as far as we're concerned here at PDX Bluescast, is that this year the festival has a real wealth of Portland talent appearing on those same stages. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And I thought what I would do would be to take this show as a kind of a Waterfront Blues Festival preview, and we'd feature some artists. They have appeared on the show before, but in honor of the fact that they will be out there on the Waterfront Blues Festival stages this weekend, I thought I'd just kind of give you a taste. For those of you who aren't able, you're outside the Portland area and aren't able to come out here, you can at least get a taste of what's going to be heard this weekend during the festival. And for those of you who are here in Portland, hopefully this gives you the kind of taste that makes you want more and gets you to head out to the waterfront and hear this live blues for yourself, because it's going to be something else, I can tell you. And so, you know what? Let's just get going with some music. We'll kick it off with a duo that has really made a splash here in Portland and beyond. These guys are well, they're hard to describe, but you've heard them on the show before if you've been listening. It's Hill Stomp, and this is their all-out, take-no-prisoners approach to the blues, kind of hill country blues. And this is off their most recent record called The Woman That Ended the World. This is Hill Stomp with Poor Black Maddie.
Run here, baby, now let your daddy see. We'll be right back.
a poor boy do? When the woman he loving, Lord, she won't be true. He sad, downhearted, misused and abused. Got a real bad case of the blues. There she goes again on a Friday night. Said that she coming home soon. But when the birds are chirping and the sun come up, alone he sits up in his room. Now time and time again she do him wrong. A lesson he's destined to learn someday. But right now he's sitting in the thick of things, and it ain't gonna go away. Sure he's made mistakes in the past, but we all got to live and learn. This woman he's been loving, she ain't got no class. She just wanna see him burn. Oh, what can a poor boy do? When the woman he's loving, Lord, she won't be true. He's sad, downhearted, misused and abused. Got a real bad case of the blues. Destined to learn someday. But right now he's sitting in the bank of things, and it ain't gonna go away. Oh, what can a poor boy do when the woman he loving, Lord, she won't be true. He's sad, downhearted, misused and abused. Got a real bad case of the blues. Oh, what can a poor boy do? The woman he loving, Lord, she won't be true. He's sad, downhearted, misused and abused. Got a real bad case of the blues.
Robbie Laws there with a real bad case of the blues from his Deep Ellum Blues CD, which came out in 2003. And Robbie Laws, it should be noted, has graciously provided the theme music that you hear at the beginning and end of every PDX Bluescast episode. It's called Salmon Street Rag, and it comes off his River City Blues CD. So that's a little acoustic Robbie that you heard at the beginning of the show. This just now was some electric Robbie, and that's always refreshing and a pleasure to hear. Now, Robbie will be, just like every other artist you're hearing today, he'll be at the Blues Festival. He'll be doing two things. One is a set with his what he's calling his Bigger Blues Band, which is a new group. He'll also be doing a Blues Jammers boot camp session along with Ellen White, whom you've also heard on the show. And so check the schedule for those. Those are going to be worthwhile, I'm sure. Before Robbie, you heard, of course, Hill Stomp with Poor Black Maddie. And if you liked that, you know, actually, even if you didn't like it, which is hard to imagine, you still need to go see their set at the Blues Festival, because they are both a visual and an audio experience, and you may even develop more of an appreciation for these guys after seeing them and how hard they work live, and the amazing percussion setup that is being used there. So good stuff from Hill Stomp. We move to a little more acoustic stuff now. We're going to play a cut by Steve Chesbro, who will be doing a set at the Blues Festival. And this is from his Outstanding Blues CD, and it is rather outstanding. It's a tune called Screamin' and Hollerin'.
Well, it's on an aisle, mama, down the below. Thank you. Delta country. Won't be round here no more. Cause my mother getting old. Yeah, her head is turning gray. I said my mother getting old. Yeah, her head is turning gray. Living this away. Yeah, I wake up in the morning, baby, with a jinx all around your bed. Yeah, I wake up in the morning with a jinx all around your bed. No, I have. Turn my face to the wall now. Didn't believe a word she said. Ain't no use in hollering now. No use screaming and crying. Ain't no use of hollering. No use screaming and crying. Woman, long as I got mine, and it's Lord have mercy now on my weakest soul. Yeah, Lord have mercy on my weakest soul. Mistreat you, baby, on my wedding gown. Now I'm going away now, baby. Don't you wanna go? Say I'm going away, sweet mama. Don't you wanna go? Get back down in the Delta. Won't be round here no more.
Now you may go, you may stay, but you'll come back some lonesome. I'm coming home to my baby some old lonesome day. Someday, sweet day, I said some old lonesome day. I'm coming home to my baby some old. River so deep and wide, I can't see my good man on the other side. I'm coming home to my baby some old lonesome day. Someday, sweet day, I said some old. Thank you. with a hung down head. Someday, sweet day, some old lonesome day, I'm coming home to my baby. Some old
That's Lauren Sheehan with Lonesome Day Blues from her 2005 CD entitled Two Wings. Lauren will be doing, I think, a couple of different sets. She's going to be with Johnny Ward in one set and then appearing solo as well in an acoustic showcase at the Waterfront. And before Lauren Sheehan, you heard Steve Chesbro with Screamin' and Hollerin' from his CD entitled Outstanding Blues. Steve's going to be doing a set at the Waterfront called Blues from Way Back, and it's a perfect fit for him. He's a real student of the blues and the history of the real pioneers of the form, and he executes awfully well, and you heard it in that track, certainly. Okay, we're going to move to a couple artists who will be pretty busy at the festival, we're talking about Lloyd Jones and Curtis Salgado. Now, previously on the podcast, I have mentioned that these two guys, these two giants, once had a band together that they called In Your Face. And there really wasn't an album released by that band, which is unfortunate. But there are a couple live cuts that appear on a CD called Live from the Roadhouse, or Blues from the Roadhouse, or Live at the Jolly Roger Roadhouse. How about that? That last one, that was the title. Curtis and Lloyd performed that night in, 1982, something like that. With their In Your Face band, and it was captured for posterity. And so both of these guys will be at the festival. Curtis will be doing a set with his band. He'll also be performing as part of the Ray Charles Tribute Orchestra. And then Lloyd is going to be up there at least three times doing his own band, Lloyd Jones Struggle, with a guest artist named Teresa James. He's also going to be appearing with Tommy Castro, because they're old buddies, as you probably know. They released an album together along with Jimmy Hall. And then he'll also be playing along with the blues mandolin player, Rich Del Grosso. So those are all going to be three fantastic sets to catch. Excuse me, I'm so excited. But let's hear a little taste of Curtis and Lloyd together. In this way, I can combine them a little bit. A great tune here from that Live at the Jolly Roger Roadhouse record. This is Cryin' Won't Help You.
What you said, now, darling. Baby, I don't care what to do. Just remember this now, baby. It's gonna come back down on you. And your crying won't help you. I say your crying won't help you. Your cry won't help you now, darling, 'cause you've been so mean to me. Don't care what you say now, baby, darling, I don't care where you go. Yeah, just remember this now, baby. You're gonna reap just what you sow. I say your crying won't help you. Your crying won't help you. Well, your crying won't help you now, darling, 'cause you've been so mean. Ah! won't you understand? I'm going away for good now, baby. I want you to do the best you can. I say a crime won't help you. Crying won't help you. Crying won't help you now, darling, 'cause you've been so mean, been to me.
We never had a fight. I was under the impression everything was alright. Now I'm standing at the station, my head is hung low. Baby's at the window, getting ready to go. She waves her hand, saying bye, 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 bye. Oh, I wonder, why did she go? Oh, I wonder, why did she go? See my baby anymore. As soon as that train pulls out of sight, I began to pray with all of my might. I looked to the sky for the right words to say. The sound of that train was fading away. Ooh, will I see my baby anymore?
that train pulls out of sight, I begin to pray with all of my might. I look to the sky for the right words to say. The sound of that train fading away. I wonder when I see my baby anymore.
D.K. Stewart and the D.K. 4 with Wonderin'. That comes from their 2004 CD entitled In the House. And I must tell you, it just does not get much better than that. You've got just a smoking guitar solo from Peter Dammann, incidentally the talent coordinator for the Waterfront Blues Festival. Huh. That's a coincidence. And then just amazing vocal work by D.K. Stewart himself. And D.K. Stewart and the D.K. 4 can be found at the Waterfront Blues Festival this weekend, so check them out. D.K. will also be playing with that Ray Charles tribute thing, and so you got a couple opportunities to catch him. Do not pass it up. Every set that I've seen these guys play at the Blues Festival has been an absolute standout, and that's not that's not hyperbole. It's definitely true. Okay, before D.K. Stewart and the D.K. 4, you heard Curtis Salgado and Lloyd Jones as In Your Face performing live. And that date, by the way, was 1984 when that CD was recorded live at the Jolly Roger Roadhouse. And the only document of that In Your Face band by all accounts, just absolutely cooked when they played. You can catch Lloyd and Curtis at the festival as well, and I think I've driven that point home enough, don't you? Thanks for listening to this show. I hope you enjoyed it, and like I say, I hope it gives you the added push that you need, if you need it, to head out to the Waterfront this weekend and soak in some amazing live blues. Boy, you just have never had a better opportunity to hear a whole cornucopia, a smorgasbord, of amazing blues music put on by solo artists, group artists, huge ensembles, small ensembles. It's just going to be amazing. So get out there. If you want to get in touch with me about PDX Bluescast, well, it's easy to do. You can go right to the website, www.pdxbluescast.com, and you can post a comment right there on that main page. You can also send email to me by using the address letters@pdxbluescast.com, or if you want to get all fancy, you can leave me a voicemail by calling 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. Unless you ask me not to, I may play your message on the air. And boy, you know, I've got a lot to do before the festival, so I'm gonna bring it to a close here. And but before I do that, I've got to tell you, you shouldn't even need the extra push, but get out there. You've heard some recorded music. Now it's supposed to get you out there to hear the live stuff. If you're in Portland, get over to the Waterfront at least once this weekend. It's $8, I think, plus a couple cans of food. It's an amazing deal for the music that you can hear. And if you're not in Portland, why, check back to the Bluescast next week, because I am hoping that I'll have some artist interviews and other stuff, other goodies from the 5 days of solid wall-to-wall blues music. And then, you know, go out in your community and hear what you can. You know there's great music out there to be heard, so get out and hear it, please. Thanks for listening. I appreciate everybody who keeps coming back to the show. Be sure to tell your friends about it. Be sure to check out the Frapper map that you can find by clicking the Where Are We graphic on our pdxbluescast.com homepage. Welcome new listeners. I'm a little late to be saying that. So anyway, you know what? I will see you next week. And until that time, get out to the Waterfront and keep the blues alive.